I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe New England. Many of us have known friends and loved ones whose minds and mental faculties have slipped away as some form of dementia has tightened its unrelenting grip. We know the challenging signs: confusion about time and place, memory lapses, language difficulties, mood changes, isolation. No doubt this is a painful process for nearly everyone caught in its midst. But some of us also find precious, even bright moments as we travel this complicated journey. Anne Mulhall has found just that and shares the lessons she's learned from her deeply personal odyssey.
My father suffered from vascular dementia, a decline in thinking skills caused by conditions that block or reduce blood flow to the brain, depriving brain cells of vital oxygen and nutrients. Basically, a series of mini-strokes caused his dementia. My family and I were his primary caregivers for a long time. After the last stroke, we made the heartbreaking decision to move him to 24-hour care. After my dad passed away in 2001, it took me a full year to stop crying. Shortly after that first year, I made the choice to volunteer at St. Elizabeth's home. Every Tuesday, I painted the ladies' nails. Over time, a career emerged. Eventually, I was hired as a recreational therapist at Elmhurst Extended Care, providing therapeutic activities to the residents of the dementia unit. This job pushed the boundaries of what I had assumed were the limits of each resident. Each day brought something new, either because of what I was doing, what the activity was, or, more interestingly, who I would be meeting that day. Dementia's decline is inevitable, so the adjustments made for the residents were ongoing. That said, I was the good time Charlie on the unit. No one knew my name, but they knew that because I was there, a game of bingo and a snack were very nearby. I began to understand my role in the lives of these folks in a way that I hadn't expected. I became their voice, and even though I'm not a doctor, I don't handle medicine, nor am I a CNA, what I did was visit with them and listen to their stories, their jokes. It was my favorite thing. I would hear the beginning of a story and I would say to myself, "Take me with you." And every day I would reintroduce myself, hear a story or a joke that I'd heard many times before and think, "Take me with you." I wish I'd had these skills when my dad was alive. I know I would have more fully appreciated and more fully enjoyed our time together. The role of daughter would have still passed, but rather than sit in my sadness, I would have adjusted my point of view. This, I not only believe, but I know. I only wish I'd had the opportunity to prove it.
Anne Mulhall lives in Charlestown, Rhode Island, and fills her life with work in the film and television industry and by volunteering her time with human service organizations. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe New England page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.